The accordion is not really very ladylike instrument, believe me. And you can see that, you know that. And that was the farthest thing from my mind. Because, you know, the way we were brought up, where girls are to be girls, act like girls, and leave instruments such as accordions and guitars and drum to the male, the masculine person. Play piano, play violin. That's very, you know, it's very feminine. But I had no mind of doing any.
One of the interviews that I read, you said the accordion was just another thing collecting dust in the closet to you.
That is correct.
And then you picked it up. You were driving a school bus in California for a while.
After I was married and had my children, had three children, two boys and a girl. And incidentally, my oldest son is working with me now in my band. But nevertheless, my kids were in school, and I did part-time work driving the school bus, picking kids up in the morning, taking them to school, picking them up in the afternoon, and taking them home. So I thought it worked real well because my children at that time were in school and I didn't need a babysitter. So it worked real well for me, and took the children on field trips. And I have to sit there and wait 2 and 3 hours for the kids, mostly basketball, football, baseball. So you have to sit and wait for the kids. And while waiting, it was just boring. And I thought, wow, I know what I'll do. I'll take the accordion with me one day and see if I can master it. I'm one for trying things, and if I don't succeed at first, I try again. And again and again and again. And I did. And so finally, but even the children on the bus, or the children that I transported did not know that I had that accordion because I put it in the luggage compartment underneath. The bus. It was a big bus. I was driving a 40-footer, just about a 40-footer at that time. Started with the van, the small van, and then went to the minibus, and then I went to the big bus. But nevertheless, that's how I really got more intimate with the accordion. And after that happened, I wanted, my brother at the time had a band, and I said to him, can I come down one night while you're doing your rehearsal? And I'd like to hear what I sound like with a band. And he looked at me and he said, okay. But, you know, like, she can't play. But he didn't know that I had been sneaking around, see. So finally, he let me play. And he was in shock. He didn't know that I could play as well as I did at the time, which wasn't very well. But nevertheless, he thought it was better than his anticipation. So I played with my brother. This band rehearsed with them, and finally there was another band in the area. They're called the Opelousas Playboys, which are were Louisiana people from Louisiana, playing accordion. John Simeon, the late John Simeon, and they had Poulard, which Poulard has a brother, plays around the area here. Sometimes I think with Dewey, Balfour, but nevertheless. And they played Louisiana music, so I would go in on Sunday afternoons and sit in with them. And that's how I got the nerve to sit in one night when I was asked to sit in at a very small Mardi Gras celebration benefit they were having at a school function. And I sat in and played about 4 songs. And to my surprise, that evening, at the end of the show, they crowned me Queen Ida, Queen of the Mardi Gras Zydeco celebration. And there was a writer in the audience for one of our leading newspaper in San Francisco, the San Francisco Chronicle, and I was dubbed Queen Ida. He wrote about the music, where the music came from. In fact, he did great research and really explained the type of music that we were playing to the readers. And that's how the ball started rolling.